for watching what goes on in the alley. All kinds of people go along there. I'll bet you didn't know that. And not just people, animals too. What were you doing here by yourself all that time?
Spacing out, I said. Thinking about the old days? Whistling? Mei Kasahara bit a thumbnail.
You're kind of weird,
she said. I'm not weird. People do it all the time.
Maybe so, but they don't do it in a neighbor's vacant house. You can stay in your own yard if all you want to do is space out and think about the old days and whistle.
She had a point there.
Anyhow, I guess Noboru Wataya never came home, huh?
I shook my head. And I guess you never saw him either after that, I asked.
No, and I was on the lookout for him too. A brown striped tiger cat, tail with a slight bend at the tip, right?
From the pocket of her shorts, she took a box of Hope regulars and lit up. After a few puffs, she stared straight at me and said,
Your hair's thinning a little, isn't it?
My hand moved automatically to the back of my head.
Not there, silly,
she said.
Your front hairline, it's higher than it should be, don't you think?
I've never really noticed.
Well, I have,
she said.
That's where you're going to go bald. Your hairline's going to move up and up like this.
She grabbed a handful of her own hair and thrust her bare forehead in my face.
You'd better be careful.
I touched my hairline. Maybe she was right. Maybe it had receded a bit. Or was it my imagination? Something new to worry about.
What do you mean?
I asked.
How can I be careful?
You can't, I guess. There's nothing you can do. There's no way to prevent baldness. Guys who are going to go bald. When their time comes, that's it. They just go bald. There's nothing you can do to stop it. They tell you you can keep from going bald with proper hair care, but that's bullshit. Look at the bums who sleep in Shinjuku Station. They've all got great heads of hair. You think they're washing it every day with Clinique or Vidal Sassoon or rubbing Lotion X into it? That's what the cosmetics manufacturers will tell you to get your money.
I'm sure you're right, I said, impressed.
But how do you know so much about baldness?
I've been working part-time for a wig company quite a while now. You know I don't go to school, and I've got all this time to kill. I've been doing surveys and questionnaires, that kind of thing. So I know all about men losing their hair. I'm just loaded with information.
Gosh, I said.
But you know,
she said, dropping her cigarette butt on the ground and stepping on it.
In the company I work for, they won't let you say anybody's bald. You have to say, men with a thinning problem. Bald is discriminatory language. I was joking around once and suggested gentlemen who are follically challenged, and boy, did they get mad. This is no laughing matter, young lady, they said. They're so damn serious. Did you know that? Everybody in the whole damned world is so damn serious.
I took out my lemon drops, popped one in my mouth, and offered one to Mei Kasahara. She shook her head and took out a cigarette.
Come to think of it, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said.
You were unemployed. Are you still?
Sure am.
Are you serious about working?
Sure am. No sooner had the words left my mouth than I began to wonder how true they were.
Actually, I'm not so sure, I said. I think I need time to think. I'm not sure myself what I need. It's hard to explain.
Chewing on a nail, Mei Kasahara looked at me for a while.
Tell you what, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said.
Why don't you come to work with me one day at the wig company? They don't pay much, but the work's easy and you can set your own hours. What do you say? Don't think about it too much. Just do it. For a change of pace, it might help you figure out all kinds of things.
She had a point there.
You've got a point there, I said.
Great,
she said.
Next time I go, I'll come and get you. Now, where did you say your house is?
That's a tough one. Or maybe not. You just keep going and going down the alley, taking all the turns. On the left, you'll see a house with a red Honda Civic parked at the back. It's got one of those bumper stickers, Let There Be Peace for All the Peoples of the World. Ours is the next house, but there's no gate opening on the alley. It's just a breeze-block wall, and you have to climb over it. It's about chin height on me.
Don't worry. I can get over a wall that high, no problem.
Your leg doesn't hurt anymore?